Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As testimony ended for the day in the Boston Marathon bombing trial yesterday, federal judge George O'Toole concluded with this caution to jurors. "You have the next 3 days to yourself," he said. "Spend it that way." No testimony today, he gave the jurors a long weekend. Trial closed for the week after harrowing testimony from a man who says he was carjacked by the Tsarnaev brothers 3 days after the attack and just before the Watertown manhunt for them. For more, we're joined this morning by WBUR's David Boeri. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start with that dramatic testimony we were talking about, the story of Dun Meng. Give us the highlights.
That's right. A young Chinese entrepreneur, Dun Meng, is out for a drive. It's the night of April 18th, 3 days after the bombings. He pulls over to respond to a text, Bob, and suddenly there's a man at his window with a gun, and the gun barrel goes to his head, and suddenly everyone in the courtroom is transfixed and feeling the grip of terror that Dun Meng felt that night. Tamerlan Tsarnaev is clearly in the lead role. He's on the other end of the barrel. He takes Dun's cash. He finds his wallet's empty, but to scare him, to let Dun know he's for real, he says, "You know about the marathon bombings? I did it." Then he wants to know if Dun can remember faces, whether he asks him, do all white people look alike to you? And so Dun Meng understands that he may well be killed by Tamerlan. A phone call comes in from his roommate, and Tamerlan tells him, "If you speak a word of Chinese to him, I'll kill you." Eventually, Jahar joins them from the backup car, and he gets into the back seat. They head to an ATM. Jahar gets out. The video at the ATM shows him going to the machine and pulling out $800.
David, the defense has not been cross-examining every witness that the prosecution brings, but they did in this case. Why was that?
It's because Dun Meng is absolutely critical to the defense. The defense has told the jurors that Jahar did not kill the police officer. The government says they're both responsible because they're conspirators. But it's the brother, the defense says, who's the lead here, and Jahar is in his sway, and so by their theory, should be considered less culpable, and that argument may save him from the death penalty. They want to establish that Jahar is different from his brother. So Meng's testimony, and here's what's critical about it, because Meng's testimony is that Tamerlan said to him, "I just killed a cop." And that might enable the defense to make clear that Jahar was less culpable in doing that.
So what role did Jahar then play in Dun Meng's story?
This is mystifying in a way. Jahar is sitting in that car. He's in the back seat. His brother is threatening to kill Meng. But here is the first thing that Jahar says to the guy they've carjacked. His first question, "Can I plug my iPod into your sound system?" Now, it's the contrast between the two brothers. Tamerlan, who is committed, violent, threatening, in the lead, and the other brother, who seems like a slacker and a stoner. And this image is the one that I take away from the day, Bob, because here they are. They want to go to New York. They're talking about going to New York. They take Dun's car into a Shell station to get gas. Jahar goes in. And there inside the store, he suddenly sees all the junk food, and he starts loading up for this road trip. Meanwhile, Dun out there in the lot has escaped from Tamerlan and run across the street. Now Tamerlan comes in to the convenience store and signals Jahar as if, "We got to get going." Jahar has two arms around all the goodies. He goes out the door, and suddenly he comes back and puts everything on the counter. Here is a kid who has just been involved in the killing of a police officer, a carjacking 3 days after he's blown up a bomb that's killed three, injured 260, and suddenly it's like, oh no, I'd be shoplifting.
Looking ahead, this trial picks up with the Watertown manhunt next week, right?
That's right, because the last thing we saw yesterday was at Mercedes Bend heading west. Unbeknownst to Tamerlan, the Mercedes had a tracking system. The tracking system would soon indicate to police where they were, That was Watertown. That's the shootout. That becomes the subject for testimony next week.
Quick answer to this question. Is the trial proceeding faster than expected? It was initially thought it would take 3 to 4 months to go through.
Yeah, when you think of 50 witnesses in 6 days, we are going at lightning speed. But of course, largely that's helped by the defense since they have not been cross-examining most of the witnesses.
WBUR's David Boeri covering the trial. Thank you very much. Speak to you again.
You're welcome, Bob.
For further insight and analysis of the trial, check out the new WBUR Boston Globe podcast called Finish Line with David Boeri and Boston Globe columnist Kevin Cullen. Download the free podcast at our website, WBUR.org, or go to iTunes and search Finish Line WBUR.